Okay, cut the music. Did you hear that transition?
I did. Let me guess. The first half was AI?
Completely. Generated by an agent I set up this morning. But the electric guitar? That was me. Or was it?
And that is exactly the headache we're tackling today. Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. Today, we're diving into a future that is rapidly becoming the present. We are talking about the era of digital twins, where every creator, brand, and even you as a person will have an AI agent acting on your behalf.
Wow, really?
Yes, and the massive identity crisis that comes with it. When John sends me an email, a song, a resume, or a business proposal in 2030, how on earth do I prove it came from John the human and not John Bot V4?
The answer, Sarah, might just be on the blockchain. Let's break it down.
First up, we have the rise of agents, and we don't mean the Terminator movie.
Correct. First, let's paint the picture. Right now, we use AI tools like ChatGPT, Gemini, or Grok as assistants. We type a prompt, it gives an answer. But the real shift happening now is towards agentic AI.
Right. Instead of a tool you hold and use, it's an assistant you hire.
Exactly. Imagine a musician. Let's call her Luna. In the future, Luna isn't just a person, she's an ecosystem. She has the real Luna who writes deep acoustic tracks, but she also has an agent Luna.
And agent Luna is trained on all her past music, her voice, her interviews, and her style. You can hardly tell them apart.
Yes, agent Luna is out there 24/7. It's collaborating with fans to make personalized remixes. It's licensing her voice for commercials in Japan while the real Luna is sleeping in London. It's a force multiplier. Brands are doing this too. Nike or Coke won't just have a marketing team. They'll have a brand agent, generating millions of personalized ads in real time.
Which sounds efficient, but also terrifying. Because if I'm a fan of Luna and I see a new track drop, I care about the source. Is this the expression of her soul, or is this her algorithm optimizing for engagement?
Exactly. And that's where the lines get blurry. If Agent Luna releases a banger, does it matter if a human didn't touch it?
To me, yes. Value is often tied to scarcity and real human creativity and effort. But there's a darker side too. What if it's not official Agent Luna? What if it's a scammer using a deepfake model to ruin her reputation? In a sea of infinite content, how do we distinguish the real people, the authorized AI, and the fake?
That's where the blockchain comes in, and the blockchain verification layer.
Precisely. This is where the tech stack has to evolve. We need a truth layer, and the leading candidate for this is blockchain technology, specifically cryptographic provenance.
Okay, let's unpack that without getting too bogged down in crypto jargon. How does this actually work for our musician, the real Luna?
Think of it like a digital passport stamped on everything she produces. When real Luna sits down and records a song, she hits publish. Her recording software interacts with a blockchain protocol. It cryptographically signs that file using her private biometric key, maybe a retina scan or a hardware wallet she wears. A smart contract is created that can only be one of one.
So that creates an immutable record on the chain that says verified human origin, time, 10 a.m. location, Abbey Road, London.
Correct. That's the gold tier validation. Now, let's say she lets her AI agent generate a remix of the original human-originated song. The agent also has a key, but it's a distinct subkey, authorized by Luna the human on-chain.
So the blockchain record for that track would read Verified Authorized Brand Agent, Origin Luna AI V2.
Bingo! And if a scammer releases a deepfake, it has no key, no signature. The platform, Spotify, YouTube, or your VR headset, sees the missing signature and flags it immediately as unverified source.
So it's not just about banning AI, it's about labeling it. You're building a chain of custody.
Absolutely. Okay, next up, how does this relate to brands and products?
Yes, it goes way beyond music. Think about physical products and luxury brands. You buy a Gucci bag in 2028 as a human.
Or even a digital Gucci bag for your avatar.
How about both? The design might have been co-created by Gucci's creative director agent. The blockchain history will show you the entire lineage. Designed by AI, approved by a human, manufactured by Gucci in Italy.
That approved by human step is crucial. I think we're going to see human in the loop becoming a premium feature.
Oh, absolutely. I can see a future where 100% human-made is the ultimate luxury flex. You'll pay extra for the movie that wasn't edited by an algorithm, or the customer service rep who is actually breathing, or the real-life rock concert.
And the blockchain proves it's all human creativity, because otherwise, companies would just lie. They'd say real human support and route you to a really good bot. But with on-chain verification, you'd be able to audit the interaction logs. You could theoretically verify that a distinct human identity signed off on that response.
Last, we have the personal agent, the you model.
Yes, let's bring this down to the listener, not famous or big companies. Real people, just regular you and me.
Yes, this is all about the personal digital twin concept. In the future, Sarah, you might have a Sarah agent that applies for jobs for you, negotiates your insurance, or even dates for you.
Dates for me? Please no.
Okay, pre-screens dates, let's say. But here's the risk: identity theft. If someone hacks your agent, they can ruin your life.
So my Sarah agent needs its own wallet and identity on the blockchain tied to my main identity. If it goes rogue, I can revoke its keys on the chain, kill the agent instantly.
Exactly. We're moving towards self-sovereign identity. You own your data and you own your AI agents. If you create a blog post, you sign it. If your AI writes it, it signs it on your behalf, but with that clear AI marker.
It sounds like we're rebuilding the blue checkmark, but for everything and decentralizing our intent. Maybe this will also help reduce haters and FUD online.
Absolutely. It's also mathematical, not based on who Elon Musk likes today or the latest trend algo, based on cryptographic math.
The future value of truth is a way to describe it.
Interesting. You know, I usually play the skeptic, but I actually think this is necessary. If we don't have this verification layer, the internet just becomes an even darker forest of noise. We won't know who is real.
I agree. The value of the future isn't just content. Content is free and infinite now. The value is creativity and providence, knowing exactly who is behind the value and ideas.
So the next time you see a piece of art or get a message from a friend or post on Insta, you might be looking for that little green cryptographic check icon.
The stamp of the human soul.
Yes, or at least the stamp of the human's authorized AI agent. Fascinating for sure. This tech and topic is sure to develop fast as the worlds of AI and blockchain merge. Let's hope it leads to a more civilized internet too.
I hear you, John. Okay, that's all we have for now. Do all you can to be ahead of this technology by using it in your business and owning the rails it runs on. Learn more about that in the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes and see you next time.